Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, people of Earth and the known universe. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. I'm your host, Keith, and I've got some selections for you that I think you will enjoy. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Soul of a Woman. The Perceptionist with Resolution, which is Mr. Lippin Acrobatic. Jimi Hendrix with Both Sides of the Sky. And Damian Jr. Gone Marley with Stony Hill. So where do we go? Where do we go from here? Where do we start? Let's start with Miss Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and her last album that was released posthumously, the late Sharon Jones, You Are Truly Missed. The new album is called Soul of a Woman. And let's get to it. So with this album, she opens up the record with the first track called Matter of Time. And this song, you know, it talks about the need for peace and the need for love and the need for everyone being on one accord. I mean, it's got a thumping bass groove that guides the song, followed by these, like, charismatic horns. So when I say these horns, when I say charismatic, I mean they're just, like, really smooth and soothing. And she sings, you know, oh, yeah, it's a matter of time before justice will come. It's a matter of time, yeah, before all wars will be done. It's a matter of time before wrongs will be righted. It's a matter of time, yeah, before all people will be united. I mean, she's starting off the record saying this. It's a matter of time. This is a song about peace, just a little bit of time until freedom will mean free. I don't mean one side beating the other side. I mean no more sides. I'm talking about unity for all people. Just a matter of time. I mean, just not used to hearing someone who's doing soul music say that, or that, or if that was sung about, it's been a while since we've heard it. You know, I can't wait too much longer. My frustration's near its end. I can't hate because I am stronger. It's a matter of time. So that's a great song. That's a great way to start off this record. Yeah, it's got a great picture of Sharon. There's a side profile for her for the cover art with the microphone in her hand in the bottom left-hand corner of the record. And then on the top right-hand side, there's a side silhouette of her standing and singing. It's very nice. It's real cool. So, I mean, her declaration of being about a matter of time is right on point. I mean, the Dap Kings play this, you know, their style has like a jazz-like delivery. You know, they're giving you straight-up organic soul, and it's very reminiscent of the 60s and the 70s. And, you know, the great thing about it is that it doesn't sound dated at all when you hear it. So, yeah, you know, you could say it has a retro sound, but because no one sounds like that today, it sounds like almost brand new. So, you know, so shout out to the Dap Kings for being a great band and backing such an amazing singer. So Sail On is the next track on the album. And on this song, you know, Sharon is, she's singing about how one of her friends got kicked out of their place. And now that, you know, that friend's at her doorstep, you know, asking to come in. So Sharon lets the friend in. But Sharon also reminds this friend that, hey, back in the day, you know, when I was in your situation, you told me to sell on. So, So when I first saw the title track, I mean, when I first saw the, you know, the name of the song, I thought it was going to mean totally something different. But that's what, that's the beauty of listening to music and just paying attention to lyrics, you know, when you realize, oh, it's totally something else. So in the lyrics, she says, oh no, tell me it ain't so. Someone threw you out. You got nowhere to go. Wait a minute. I don't suppose you might recall when I came knocking at your door. You said, sail on. You told me to sail on. So now we're getting to, you know, about humility. So, hey, you know, what do they say? You don't forget the people that you see on your way up or on your way down. So wait a minute. If I do to you what you did to me, tell me, where would we be? Two people stranded without a helping hand. Two people stranded without a friend. So you know, come on in. You and me, we're going to sail on. So it's a great song. It soars, you know. Sharon Jones is showing that she's the bigger person in this instance, by letting this person that they can both sail on together, you know. So the song, it just kind of blazes with like a James Brown style like sound, you know. It's real good. The bass line and horns deliver the song. And Sharon's just, you know, sailing on with her vocals. It's just very strong vocals with this track. It's just, it's a really kind of bouncy. You know, her vocal styling on this song, it goes from, you know, conversational to confrontational to soul crooning, all in the same song. Great song. I like it a lot. So now Miss Jones slows the pace down and turns the tables on the just give me your time. You know, so, and what I mean when I say that, it's like, you know, you have these R&B songs where the guy is like, baby, baby, please forgive me. Just give me one, you know, give me one more chance. I know I messed up, but hey, you know, and she has a song like that on one of her previous records called Act Naturally. It's a duet she does with Lee Fields. You know, I'm stranded with your, you know, in your love. You know, that's that's a great song. So just give me your time. You know, like I said, you know, the tables turn. Instead of being the woman who was wronged by her man, she's the one asking for a second chance. You know, there's a nice bold trumpet intro with the mellow and subtle rhythm guitar line that sets the pace of the song. You know, and it's got a steady yet simple drum beat. The song is blues felt, you know, layered with doo-wop and soul. I mean, after hearing the song, she would have my time too. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was really convincing. It was cool. I dug it, you know, and the lyrics are like, you know, I'm outside your door. I don't mind the rain. I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting for an end to this pain. Just let me in, baby, and I'll love you all over again. Just give your time. You know, don't worry, baby, I won't break your heart. I can be gentle like I was at the start. I'll love you over and over and over again. Just give me some time. Give me some time. You know, so, yeah, I enjoyed that. Cause I'm like, oh, okay, so this is, you know, she switched up the game on this one. All right, I like that. It was cool. So, you know, and Miss Jones is letting you know that women can be heartbreakers too. They can be the bad girls, so, and that could be fun. So, come and be a winner. So, this is a real inspirational song. It's about getting focused and achieving your dreams and goals despite anybody trying to hate on you. I mean, the trumpet and the bass, you know, they stand out on this song. It has a less is more feel to the production. The trumpet and the bass together deliver and assist on the chorus with faint, repetitive rhythm guitar licks in the background. It's a great pick me up type of song, you know, very inspirational. Sometimes you need, you know, because when we listen to music, for different reasons, you know, because we're exercising or because you just want to relax, or forget about the day, or just be taken away. I mean, sometimes it's just all those things, you know. Music can take you to a whole different place, you know, and a real calming, soothing place. You know, it's just, so seems like you've been wasting time trying to find your place in life. You need to get your ducks all in a row. Stop acting so peculiar. Get on, boy. I won't fool you. Follow me. I'll show you what you don't know. So take some time to understand that life's a race for each and every man. Sometimes people will treat you like a worn-out shoe, but they don't know that you can't lose. I mean, hey, that's really, yeah. That's, I mean, that's, that's a lift me up right there. I mean, now if you seem to get off track, I'll be there to get you back. Don't you worry, I'll be in your corner. When the chips are stacked against you, just remember that I'm with you. Keep on moving right past the finish line. Come and be a winner. So, hey, I mean, who can say no to that, right? Great song. This album's just, I really enjoyed listening to this record. So now, rumors, self-explanatory, right? Yeah, so, and it's not the song from Club Nouveau. Look that up. You can Google it, YouTube it. Look at all these rumors. That's a throwback. Look it up. So, I mean, it's self-explanatory, like I said. It is. You know, Sharon's hearing, rumors that her man is no good. She doesn't want to believe the rumors, so she confronts her man about the rumors. So, you know, when the song starts, the horns and bass start the song off, and the bass just drives, and, you know, the bass is driving, and it carries the song. You know, the saxophone and bass, you know, have a staccato delivered rhythm guitar. The saxophone, it plays like a staccato, like sound, like a choppy sound at one point, and it, you know, with the rhythm guitar, and it gives a nice little, how would I say? It's like the song borders on like an R&B pop with the 60s go-go dance type feel. So it's got a real nice, cool bounce to it. So, but it reminded me of that when I was listening to it, and then, you know, with the lyrics, I heard a rumor about you, and they tell me that you're no good. Are you my one and only? Can you show me? You got to show me. Don't tell me that you're uptight. So rumors tell me that you're no good, baby. I want to know, and she says that over again. And then basically she says, promise, are you a man of your word or are you playing? Players get what they want. That's what they told me. But what they told me don't matter when you hold me. So she's like, what's going on? Are you this bad boy? And if you are, let me know. But, I got feelings for you. So, but I can't ignore these rumors that I'm hearing about you. So, yeah, I mean, this album is amazing. I mean, when I bought it, I was like, okay, this is good. It's a good Sharon Jones record, yada, yada, yada. And then when I got a chance to review it and just listen to it and read the lyrics, it just kind of blew my mind. I'm like, this was the last album she made before she died, and she knew she was dying. And it just gets kind of heavy. But, yeah, I mean, she is definitely missed. One of my greatest regrets musically is not ever seeing her live. That was something I definitely thought I had time to do. So I would tell people if your favorite musician is out here still performing, don't take them for granted. Go check them out. So, I mean, her presence is missed. Soul of a Woman is a great organic soul, R&B, pop, and jazz record. It delivers on all fronts. I mean, the songs range from positive affirmations about looking forward to a better tomorrow to humility and forgiveness and the downs and the ups of love. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings receive a 10. This CD is just another reminder of why she is truly missed, like I said. So, yeah, I don't give out 10s often, but this album is a 10. It's worth having. If you like soul music, if you like organic soul, if you like musicianship, if you like to hear people playing and people going for it, and, every time Sharon Jones sings, you believe her. She's convincing. She's just not going through the motions. She's putting it all out there. And she's giving you something that you wanted to think about. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend you guys check this out. My favorite tracks on this record are Matter of Time, Sail On, Just Give Me Your Time, Come and Be a Winner, Rumors, When I Saw Your Face, and Girl, You've Got to Forgive Him. That's a good song, too. So she switches up again. This time her girlfriend's mad because her boyfriend did her wrong, but she's like, hey, you love this guy, and he seems remorseful, so you need to forgive him. Don't miss out on a great opportunity because he slipped up once. If he's better than that, and it won't happen again. So you got to forgive him. So I enjoyed that song too. She goes full circle with this record. But yeah, definitely check it out. So, and also, for those of you who don't know, there was a documentary about her called Miss Jones. It's a movie. You should check it out. You can watch that movie on Netflix or Amazon Prime. You can buy it. It's great. It tells her story. I mean, Miss Jones was a correctional officer back in the day before she started singing professionally. You know, and she had been told from, you know, people in the music industry that she was too short, she was too dark, she wasn't pretty enough to be a singer. Sharon Jones proved them all wrong. You know, it's not what you look like. It's, you know, what you got inside. And she proved that. So we'll be back with some more reviews after this break.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. The guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Hey, 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 welcome back, party people. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. I'm your host, Keith. And we just got done reviewing Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Soul of a Woman. And now we're going to talk about the new Jimi Hendrix record. Yeah, yeah, folks. It's kind of weird saying that, but yeah, there is a new Jimi Hendrix album that came out. And that album is, it's called Both Sides of the Sky. So, yeah, you know, Jimi Hendrix has been like dead for like 48 years. It'll be this September. So it's weird, you know, but I'm glad that he's got a new album out. You know, it's a true testament to an iconic guitarist that he still has music that people want to hear. I mean, even after all this time, I mean, this record is the conclusion of a Jimi Hendrix trilogy, which started off with Valleys of Neptune and People, Hell and Angels. So this album starts off with a reworking of Muddy Waters' track called Mannish Boy. So, and the song's actually, I mean, this song's actually the first time that Billy Cox and Buddy Miles recorded with Jimmy. This was done on April 22nd, 1969. For those of you who don't know, Billy Cox and Buddy Miles, along with Jimi Hendrix, formed the Band of Gypsies. So that's pretty cool that, you know, this was the first song they actually did together in the studio. Jimmy was always, you know, he always had a talent for, you know, turning blues into rock and roll. If you ever needed proof that rock and roll came from blues, you can just watch Jimmy and listen to Jimi Hendrix play and you see him doing it right in front of your very eyes. I mean, and he does just that with Mannish Boy. I mean, he speeds the tempo up a little bit. You know, he's giving his driving lead and rhythm guitar a lo-fi to high sound on the production. The drums and bass drive the song in a way that you forget it was a traditional blues song sung by Muddy Waters all those years ago. I mean, the song is about a boy finally becoming a man at 21 and realizing that he is finally at the age now where he can please a woman, or so he thinks. So, you know, and the lyrics are, you know, hey, when I was a young boy, right around the age of 5, I think I had a certain kind of problem keeping my folk alive. Now I'm a man, May 21, you know, baby, well, we'll have lots of fun because I'm a man, spelled M-A, child and boy. So, hey, all you pretty women, stand in line. I'll make love to you, always time. I'm not shooting, we'll never miss. The way I make love takes care of you, because I'm a man, spelled M-A, child, now I'm N, you know, man child. So, yeah, it's a cool song. It's, like I said, it's, you forget it's a blues song, because by the way, he speeds up the tempo, but it works. His rendition of it is really, it's really cool. Buddy and Billy and Jimmy, you know, they're definitely in the pocket on that track. So, I mean, and that track opens up the album. Now, Lover Man, so that's the next track on the record. So it's a fast-paced blues song with the Band of Gypsies once again. And it has Jimmy sing about, you know, how he's about to get caught by his lady friend's boyfriend. So when I first saw this track on the back of this, you know, the record, Lover Man, I'm thinking, oh, okay, he's talking about how great of a lover man he is, yada, yada, yada. But no, that's not the case at all. So, you know, basically with this song, yeah, Jimmy, like I said, Jimmy's afraid he's going to get caught. So he's in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, here comes your lover, man. You know, the song is played perfectly at a fast pace. You can envision Jimi Hendrix jumping out of his lady friend's bed and putting on his shoes so he can make his getaway. At first glance, when you hear the song, you think, oh, yeah, like I said, you know, oh, you know, he's Mr. Don Juan. But that's not the case. So it's only halfway right. So, you know, he's with someone else's lady, and her lover man is about to come through, and it's going to be all bad for Jimmy. So it looks like Jimmy had a sense of humor in this regard when he wrote this song. You know, here he comes. I say, here comes your lover now. Here he comes. Here comes your lover man. I see him out your window, baby. I got to get my head from this pillow. I got to get out of here. No hard feelings. Reach down, baby, and get my running shoes. Oh, yeah. Reach down and get my running shoes. I got to get out of here. I got no time to lose. Yeah, Jimmy don't want to get his butt kicked. So, so that's what this song is about. Yeah, it's really good. Nice. Yeah, I like it a lot. So that's definitely a song I recommend listening to. And then he says in the song, I want to love you longer, baby. I want to love you stronger, but I want to love you all night long. But here comes your man way over yonder now. So what sets this record apart from previous Jimi Hendrix records is that it, you know, that have been released and approved and authorized by the Hendrix family is the very rare unreleased tracks that Jimmy plays on. But he doesn't necessarily sing on all of them. There's a song on here, or there's two, from Stephen Stills. Yes, people, Stephen Stills from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He penned a song called $20 Fine. This song is from a jam session that Jimmy had at the record plant in New York with Jimmy on guitar, vocals and organ by Stephen Stills. The drums were from Mitch Mitchell from the Experience Band, and piano was from Dwayne Hitchens, who was a part of the Buddy Miles Express. So $20 Fine is a great song about positivity. I mean, when I hear this song, I get the feeling that Stephen Stills was singing about and inspired by the civil rights movement that was going on in America. I mean, this song was written and recorded on September 30th, 1969. I mention that because, you know, the civil rights movement was still going on at that time period. So that's why. And when you hear this song, it definitely seems to be very poignant of that time. So, and Stephen's lyrics are, you know, one more day feeling this way, walking through it anyway, feel like I'm losing my mind, can't seem to believe the truth that's mine, but I know my time is coming, everything we want is just around the corner, carry it all, witness a world that's whirling, take some time and find out who we are, oh yes, who we are, one more dream, one more scheme, life just isn't what it seems. One more day, heavy dues to pay. Hope someone will give it back to me someday. And I know my time is coming. So, yeah, I mean, just very, very positive. One more time walking the line, pay a $20 fine. You know, don't let the man get too out of hand. If he hits you in the head, you're going to wish you ran. So, yeah, I mean, definitely talking about the times, the trials and tribulations of the American people in the 60s. That's what I got from that song. And it's cool to hear Jimmy playing guitar. I mean, you can recognize his guitar playing. And it's a nice departure. So I feel like the Hendrix family got the memo, because it seems like, you know, when you go online and you see some comments and remarks about some of the albums that came out posthumously from Jimmy, I know after he died, some of the criticisms are is that, you know, how many times can you hear, you know, a different version of the same song that Jimmy did? Personally, in regards to the authorized Hendrix records that came out, you know, from his family, the favorite ones that I like that stand out are like First Rays of the New Rising Sun, South Saturn Delta. Those are like really good records. The box set that they came out with, those, they stand out. They're good albums. They feel like Jimmy records. They feel, you know, they feel new. So, and that's why I'm looking forward to talking more about this record, Both Sides of the Sky. So I wanted to say that. So, you know, and Jimmy's trademark guitar starts the song off, and Stephen plays the organ with a church-like feel on $20 Fine that would make, like, Al Green proud. And the reason why I mention Al Green is because, you know, as an R&B soul singer, you know, he likes to use the church organ in his songs, and he makes it sound funky. I never knew that the organ could sound funky until I heard, like, Al Green's Love and Happiness, you know, or Ray Manzarek with Light My Fire from the Doors. You know, when I hear that organ, it sounds really, it sounds cool and far out. So this, you know, the organ playing from Stephen Stills on that track sounds like that to me. It sounds really good. I mean, he gives the song like a rock gospel feel, which is something I wasn't expecting, but I thoroughly enjoyed that. So, and I got to say this. So every time I hear Power of Soul, I mean, I just love that song. And there's a version on this record, and it just, it doesn't disappoint. I mean, it just sounds great. I mean, this version, there, you know, there's a great deal more of Jimmy playing lead and rhythm guitar. He doesn't start singing until about 2 minutes and 40 seconds in. So by that time, I've already been singing the, you know, the power of soul, everything is possible. So, I mean, the song is basically like 6 minutes long. And like I said, by the time he comes in, I've already been grooving and singing the hook, you know, with the power of soul, anything is possible, with the power of you, anything you want to do. Talk about positive affirmations, you know. This version is, it's just a sweet groove. I mean, it might wind up being my favorite version of that song. So, but yeah, that's on here, and it's great. Now, so what the Hendrix family did, though, there I wasn't expecting. There's a song called Jungle, and it's the first of three instrumental tracks on this record. Jimmy plays guitar, of course, and Buddy Miles, you know, is on drums from, you know, from Band of Gypsies. It has like a space-wandering, outer-world feel to it. I mean, I wait for Jimmy to fly away like on a rocket ship on the first half of the song. That's how I, you know, feel when I'm listening to it. The second half of the song sounds like Jimmy's actually roaming the concrete jungle with the guitar in hand, just playing and watching people as they walk by him. I mean, my only complaint about this song, it feels like it gets cut short at the end. I wanted to hear more from that song. But Jungle, it's an instrumental. So yeah, I wasn't expecting to hear any instrumentals. The last instrumentals I heard from Jimmy on his latest records was off of South Saturn Delta. Pally Gap and the title track South Saturn Delta, and they don't disappoint. So now Things I Used to Do was a nice blues standard song which features Johnny Winter on guitar right beside Jimmy, Dallas Taylor on drums, and Billy Cox from the Band Gypsies on bass. The song reminds everyone that Jimmy can still speed it up and turn it down whenever he's ready. So it's you know, it's a standard blues song that didn't really move me that much, but it's a good song. But yeah, it's a good song, but it didn't move me. But the next song, Georgia Blues, that was a pleasant surprise. This song, you know, it features saxophonist Lonnie Youngblood on vocals, as well as Jimmy on guitar. And Jimmy steers the song perfectly with his lead guitar. It's slow, steady, and throughout the song. And Lonnie Youngblood sings about being from Georgia, how he's got the blues because his girl left him. Yeah, you heard it all before. Yes, you have. But when Lonnie sings it, you just get sucked in. I know I did. you know, Jimmy plays the blues guitar, and Lonnie's sadness and his vocals, they mix perfectly together. I mean, they just draw you in, like I said. And I didn't even talk about Lonnie's saxophone playing. It brings it on home. It's just, you know, and here's the lyrics. You know, here's Lonnie singing. He says, I was born in Georgia 27 years ago. Yes, I was born down in Georgia. People, let me tell you, 27 years ago. Augusta, Georgia, that's what I'm talking about. I've had heartaches and misery, and I ain't got no place to go. Yeah, it doesn't get any more bluesier than that. Have you ever seen a man with tears rolling down his face? Good God Almighty, you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever seen a man with tears rolling down his face? You know what I'm talking about. They say that a man ain't supposed to cry, but somebody tell me, what else can I do? But my little girl has walked out on me. Mama, oh mama, can you hear a little boy calling your name? Yeah. You know, the blues has got me, and I'm in so much misery and pain. Somebody listen to what I got to say. Yeah, I like that. It's really good. Sweet Angel. Wow. This song is a prelude to you know, his Angel, you know, his song, his famous song, Angel. It's an instrumental track. And, you know, it's a great surprise because you've got Jimmy playing guitar, bass, and vibraphone with Mitch Mitchell from the Experience Trio on drums. The instrumental is cool because it gives off a rock and jazz vibe, possibly pre-fusion. I mean, nothing sounds like this instrumental. I mean, that's what's great about Jimmy is that, you know, even when he's doing instrumental music, it's hard to describe what the sound is. You just know you like it. And his guitar playing is so unique. It's so raw. It's so pure and emotional. I mean, it can literally just transform and transcend a song into something else. And he does that. And when you hear the song, you're singing, you know, the Angel verses. I mean, because you recognize it and you see this was the perfect blueprint for that song. And it's cool to see that Jimmy was playing vibraphone. I wasn't expecting that. So I like that. Stephen Stills returns with the cover of Joni Mitchell's Woodstock on this album with Jimmy on bass. And I don't really care for the song that much because it sounds too much like $20 Fine. So, but Send My Love to Linda. I mean, that's a song from Jimmy that is more feel to it. And you know what? I'm going to talk some more about this record because I'm really excited about this record after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Keith, and we have been talking about the new Jimi Hendrix album, Both Sides of the Sky. We've been reviewing that record. Just got a little bit more to say about that record before I finish up my review on that album. So, thank you all, people of the good earth and universe, for listening and being here to check out this podcast. Appreciate you all. I really do. So, Send My Love to Linda is a love song from Jimmy that has a less is more feel to it. It starts off with like sparse, I mean, with Jimmy, you know, guiding the song with his guitar, and halfway, you know, the band of gypsies come along and fill up the whole room. So, I mean, Jimmy's lead guitar really takes off and just drives the song all the way home. So, you know, it has, like I said, that less is more feel when it starts off. And it's a good song, though. Send My Love to You. So, yeah, I'm sending all my love to you. Send my love to Linda. She lit a fire way down inside. She made the sunshine in my eye. God, let me hold her once more before I die. Sending my love to you. Oh, yeah. Pretty romantic, yeah. What can you say to that, you know? But, yeah, it's a good song. I like it. It's very catchy. So this album ends with the song called Cherokee Mist. And it's an instrumental track with the tribal feel that finds Jimmy playing the sitar and guitar with Mitch Mitchell from the Experience on drums. Jimmy has some fun with the wah-wah pedal and with feedback on the song as well. The sitar gives the song a psychedelic feel. And I was just very surprised that the album ended that way with this instrumental track. It was really kind of trippy and tribal at the same time. Love it. Like I said, once again, you know, even when Jimmy's doing instrumental stuff, you're just like, what is this? How do I describe this for someone? How do I define it? I just know that I really enjoyed it. I mean, the things that changed this record up, you know, from songs where Jimmy played on and didn't sing, for were songs where Jimmy just played and it was instrumental. There were a welcome change. It was great to get these new selections of songs that we never really heard before on this record. It makes this record a very special album. I like it. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give this record a 9. You know, I mean, if you are a Jimi Hendrix fan, you should definitely buy this record. It's an excellent album. My favorite tracks on this record are Manish Boy, Lover Man, $20 Fine, Power of Soul, Jungle, Georgia Blues, Sweet Angel, Send My Love to Linda, and Cherokee Mist. So yeah, check that out. It's a definitely an album worth having. And we go from some classic and futuristic type of rock and roll from Jimi Hendrix to some good old underground hip hop that you should know about. This should be overground hip hop. Mr. Lith and Acrobatic are The Perceptionists. Their new album is called Resolution. It's their first full length, you know, in like 12 years. It reflects the struggles and near-death sagas that struck both of these guys during that time. Mr. Lith miraculously survived his tour bus plummeting over a 38-foot cliff. So he and his bandmates survived that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's something that, you know, usually he would have been dead from something like that. A 38-foot cliff. And the other MC, Acrobatic, you know, he had a situation where he weathered a sudden, it was an aortic rupture. He had to get emergency open heart surgery. So the impact of those experiences, those near life death experiences from Mr. Lith and Acrobatic, you know, it forced them to look at their lives in a whole different way, you know, to have them think about fate, you know, their, you know, timing and luck and where they fit in the world, you know, and how, you know, is this world spinning out of control? We'll get to that later on. So the first track on this album is called Early Morning, and it's morning spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And, you know, it's a very powerful punch lyrically. I mean, you know, there's a steady bass line that navigates the song with really light keys and busy drums as you hear background vocals of someone singing early morning, almost like a chant. I mean, you know, it's said four times before Acrobatic comes in with his verse. You know, this song is about the different harsh realities that women and men go through that don't have to be. You know, Acrobatic and Mr. Lip posed a question in regards to how did us human beings lose our innocence? How did we go from children with imagination to mass incarceration, corporations in bed with government? So, you know, and the lyrics are like, here's some of the lyrics, you know, a new day could have been dawning, but we're left with the early morning, taken down by the world they were born in, leaving us to early morning. You know, the grid got us underperforming, leading people to their early morning. Courage comes from within like endorphins. Let's overcome the early morning. No mother should have to bury her child, but still it's young brothers lying in the cemetery for miles and lockups. It's few attempts at rehabilitation. In the hood, it's no attempts at reconciliation. Brothers coming out don't want to deal with no humiliation. It's power in numbers, so it's gang affiliation. But is that inherently in our souls? I mean, so they're starting off the album with this. And yes, the music, you know, it's catchy, so it's just not, so don't think it's just preachy music with production that's boring. No, you know, it's a perfect combination, because if you're not necessarily listening, you know, you're just nodding your head and bobbing, because the music does, you know, I mean, you feel it. So, you know, but is that inherently in our souls, or would maybe things be different if our neighborhoods were lit and patrolled? Would we still be seen as savages if we could have the lavishness, commit crimes more than what the national average is? We civilized, but we minimized, and unfortunately, many turned to criminal lives. It's no surprise blinded eyes can't vigil the prize, with politicians bullcrapping in their silver disguise. I had to censor that. So, when we put this all together, men and women will rise. We mourn as another broken individual dies. I mean, yeah. I mean, and that was just from Acrobatic. That was his version. And then Mr. Lip says, yo, this world could have been anything that we want to. We've got so much to offer, yet we settled on slaughter. Are these things that we've done with our opposable thumb, plus our fascinating brains, painting pathways to pain? Explain, how do we go from children who were brimming with vast imagination, filled with fascination, to filling this land of fabrication? You can check it on your local station. You know, screw it. It's on every station. Corporations crush your local farmer. The government's in bed with Big Pharma. So, yes, for those people who think that hip-hop can't have something to say that's intellectually stimulating, you know, this song can prove you that's not the case. It can and does. So, and this guy's talking about Big Pharma and local farmers. You know, the cops who shot you rocking Big Armor, they like to wear it to corral a protest. The democracy where they don't think the people know best, from electoral college to falsified knowledge. Somebody told me slavery has been abolished. Tax laws, the backdrop. For feet they've hacked off, showed the police signs for peace. They never back off. Yeah, once again, that's the opening track. Yeah, so great song. I like it. Early Morning. Out of Control. Another great song. Starts off with the smooth bass groove and the standard drum beat. Keys and atmospherics fill in the rest of the song as Mr. Lift and Acrobatic proclaim that the world is out of control. And by the time the song is over, you agree with them. I mean, feeling so out of control, man, the world's spinning out of control. Maybe we're out of control. So, and then, you know, we're fighting over quote unquote facts. We'll never truly know whether it's true or false. It happened so long ago. Couldn't we define our own guidelines and decide that anything leading to crime is out of line? If truly destructive and counterproductive, even if you quote unquote win, your karma sucks, kid. How are you going to progress through life off the back of another man's strife, off of the death of another man's wife, off the death of a mother's kids? You know, world of confusion. We flipped our wigs. So, I mean, so this song is, yeah, just talking about the state of affairs that people go through and just trying to maintain some semblance of sanity. It's a catchy song. It's really good. I really enjoy it. So it's, I mean, there's just more. There's just, there's more lyrics to this. Yeah, it's true. The world's spinning out of control. Sometimes I'm tempted to just let go. Somehow I find the strength to hold on. I've seen the light of day, so now I dawn. Holding everyone I love with both arms, so strong. I'm hoping this embrace will help us all know calm. I wish we didn't all know harm. I mean, yeah, I like that. I like that verse a lot. But we do so, we fight through. It's what we must do, not what we might do. Whether you're a philanthropist who's putting up a lot of his dough, or if you're poor with your socks poking out your toes, it's our own lives we got to control. And I'm an optimist, bro. So, yeah, I like that. So that's a good track on here. When Push Comes to Shove. This one is really interesting. I like this song. This is like a open love letter to Mr. Lift's girlfriend, Acrobatic's girlfriend. Could be their girlfriends or wives, not quite sure. But it's cool. And it features Dutch Rebel on the song as well. So the two MCs salute and appreciate their girlfriends. The drums and bass are intertwined with Less Is More feel while being accompanied by it sounds like a Parisian, like accordion that anchors the song and laces the romantic sentiments by both MCs. I mean, I don't know how to be more descriptive, but like, you know, when I hear some European music, like French music, and I hear like, it sounds like an accordion, it's just played really well. I mean, and it has the type of feel to it. So I'm not sure if that's the instrument that they're using or the sampling or playing, but it sounds really good. In Acrobatic's verse, he says, "Listen, lately I've been deliberating. Previous worries we need to be eliminating. Forget the past, girl, I'm about elevating. That's why tonight when you get home, I'll have your dinner waiting." "Move your body, girl, the way you do is innovating. Heat up the place with grace that you're demonstrating. When we're close, it feels like our bodies are levitating. Queen, forget about those other men and women hating. They only see an MC, so they're discriminating. They're unaware to how you give my spirit ventilation. And it's a bond that goes beyond just penetration. And it feels like a brother's been forever waiting. Forget the past. I'm about elevating." So how many times have you heard a rapper talk about that positively, saying, hey, you know, you're amazing. I adore you. You know, you inspire me. And then Dutch Rebel comes in and she rhymes and she says, as we both grew, become one from two ups and downs that we've survived through. Let me tell you something that you already knew. When push comes to shove, I'm down for you. When push comes to shove, I'm down for you. Been a little while not trying to hold you, but when push comes to shove, I'm down. Very catchy. I like that. It anchors into the song perfectly. So I like the song. It's really cool. It's one of my favorite songs in the album. And Grab Hold, it's another song that lyrically stands out. You know, the perceptionists become more personal about what they've gone through. Acrobatic rhymes about losing his girl and getting her back, losing his best friend, losing his job, but making five times more money later because he didn't let himself obsess over the things that were actually out of his control. Mr. Lift talks about the tour bus crash and how everyone survived it. He also talks about how his father left his mom over things that he did. His mom survived. You know, Mr. Lift is also talking about how he lost some relationships but gained wisdom in the process. The drums and saxophone drive this song without any bass. I could go on and on about this record. I like it a lot. It's a great album. It's a very positive and lyrically thought provoking hip hop record that should get major airplay. I mean, so I would love to see this on the radio and, you know, mainstream. Politics, mortality, humility, loyalty, and love are the themes that make this hip-hop record worth having. Even though it's been 12 years since their first record, Black Dialogue, Mr. Lift and Acrobatic have not missed a beat lyrically or sonically. If you want a hip-hop record that gives you something to chew on and makes you nod your head, this is it. I'll give it an 8 out of 10. And we'll be back with our last record from Damian Jr. Garmarley after this break.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
And we are back. Once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts music podcast. I'm your host, Keith. And we were talking about Mr. Lift and Acrobatic are the Perceptionists with their album Resolution. Now it's time to talk about our last review for the hour. Damian Jr. Gong Marley. That's right. Bob Marley's youngest son. His new album is called Stony Hill. It's been about 13 years since Damian Jr. Gong Marley's last studio album, which was, of course, you know, the classic Welcome to Jam Rock. So this new album is, it's a lot has happened in those 13 years, and we'll get into that. The album Stony Hill starts off with a Rastafarian declaration and prayer to Jah Rastafari. So, and for people who always wonder what they mean when they say Jah Rastafari, you know, that's talking about Emperor Haile Selassie I. His name was Tafari Makonnen, and when he became emperor, he was coronated Emperor Haile Selassie I. So he went from Tafari Makonnen. Ras was always a prefix, I believe, for Christianity in Ethiopia. So that's where they get the term Ras Tafari. Tafari was his first name. So Here We Go was the first track on this album. It's a dancehall track mixed with roots reggae. You know, Junior Gone, you know, rhymes about why he's basically an LMC who happens to be Bob Marley's son. I mean, there's a sample of Dennis Brown singing in the background, and it sets the tone for the song. I mean, it's what combines roots reggae with dancehall. So, you know, man, what do seem like a bomb the clock? we feel like them because them album charted. We All Bad Card will be disregarded. No punk can finish what Bob Marley started. Going to the Zilla, I'm the Don Diehearted. Anywhere me go, them roll out red carpet. Some man can buy a car and now no house fee park it. Now unify them selfish like market. So that patois is pretty thick. Then sell out them souls just to be rewarded. Bleach out them skin, them favorite dead to rot it. Soul too corrupt, then blemish and falter. Real Rasta man, we cannot be outsmarted. Gone's not the one for your boy to take chance with. Ancient Nazarite, we make the Red Sea parted. Provide the harvest and drought and shortage. With Job by my side, I've got all advantage. Yeah, so that's him starting off. You know, here we go. I mean, it's a catchy track. Nail Upon Cross, it starts off with an 80s-style-like keyboard sound. With steady roots reggae beat as Junior Gone sings about the biblical phrase, he without sin cast the first stone. You know, the bass line is slow and steady. So, oh, and by the way, so for those of you who did not know, Bob Marley's nickname back in the day was apparently Tuff Gone. So, and that's their record, that's the Marley family's record label, Tuff Gone Records. So that's how Damien got his nickname as Junior Gone. So, very cool, right? So with Nail Upon the Cross, you know, world must understand you a man is just a man. Don't you judge him for his ways and flaws. No. Speak of love tomorrow. You'll be doing good, my brother. You're working for the greatest cause. He without sin, may he throw the first stone. And not even a pebble can cast. No. Pharisees and scribes crucified the Son of God. Be careful who you nail upon the cross. You know, when he says that, it's very catchy the way he says that. I'd never thought someone talking about be careful who you nail upon the cross can sound catchy. It'd be put into a song. But Junior Gall found a way to make it sound great. You know, today might be for you, but Job might give me tomorrow. So don't count your eggs too fast. You might talk too soon, then your pride half you swallow. Come down off your big high horse, some preaching religion, when inside them hollow and pure judgment them pass, well, and go on like them a god, when that's a hard act to follow. Be careful who you nail upon the cross. Yeah, I mean, the song definitely embodies love and humility. So, Medication, that's a song featuring his big brother, Stephen Marley. And it's definitely a tribute to marijuana itself. Stephen sings about the leaf as medication, while Damien rhymes about the positive aspects of marijuana, the way it has cured kids and elderly women. The guitar and bass are in sync with chopped piano phrases and a standard reggae drum beat. You know, Stephen says, your medication makes me high. Just be patient. I'm like a patient trying to find levitation. Run your fingers down my spine. Elevation. Your medication makes me high. So, yes. So, I guess you're going to have a reggae album and someone's going to mention marijuana, but whatever. You know, reggae is much more than just that. So, you know, as the review will let you know or will show and prove. So, and Damien says in the hook, your leaves of green, your purples and blue has cured little kids and old women too. And I say to myself, what a wonderful herb. And I say to myself, what a wonderful herb. You know, and then Damien, look how Babylon's so duppy, them fight you for years. For your love, whole heap of man serve years. Babylon's so duppy, you know, them fight for years and now the whole them buy a shares. You should be a celebrity amongst any tree across the seven seas for your energy, but you're an enemy catching felonies for the remedies and your recipes. Interesting. Living It Up is a smooth soul and reggae song about Bob Marley and how he made it out of the ghetto and how it's important to never give up on your dreams. It's very catchy. It has, there's definite soul reggae feel to it. Yeah, Junior Gunn does a really nice job of combining the two. And he states, but daddy made it out of the ghetto. Believe in your dreams. Believe you me. Don't let go. We're living it up. We're having a good time, baby. I was born uptown of the ghetto dream. Now ain't life crazy. Daddy made it out of the ghetto. Believe in your dreams. You know, I was born uptown of the ghetto dream. Now don't be lazy. and then Uptown Jamaica, born and raised on the playground, is where I spent most of my days, burning Babylon in the dirty ways while watching all the rich kids going astray. So Uptown Jamaica, born and raised on the playgrounds, is where I spent most of my days. Very catchy. It's cool. It's cool. I mean, I like it a lot. Other notable songs on Stony Hill are Looks Are Deceiving, The Struggle Discontinues, Autumn Leaves, Everybody Wants to Be Somebody, Grown and Sexy, Perfect Picture. The Struggle Discontinues is an interesting song. It's a song about how Damien wishes there was no more struggles in the world and how he would love to not sing about any more struggle in this world. You know, and I pray thee, why art thou continuing struggle? Live it up, Jah. Well, if the struggle continue, then when will we overcome? Right here and now, my struggling end, prosperity from now on. And I don't want to sing a song that says the struggle live on. When I wish it would die and wither away, no more struggle, no more struggling at all. Well, if the struggle continue, then when will we overcome? Right here and now, my struggling end, prosperity from now on. And I don't want to sing a song that says the struggle lives on. That's a nice turn of events. I mean, he's basically saying that, hey, you know, it's not always fun singing about these things that we have to go through, especially when they're painful. And it would just be nice not to have to go through that type of pain and just have a good life, you know. Autumn Leaves is a nice, surprising reggae ballad that Damien Drangon does. I mean, he's not rhyming, he's singing, and it's about life's ups and downs. And he pleads for his love not to give up on them. The song is guided by a piano and strings only. I mean, Drangon's voice has matured as a singer, and this track highlights that. So this album is interesting because, you know, usually Drangon is doing all these great, you know, dancehall rhymes and maybe singing on the hook. But on Stony Hill, you know, there's songs that he rhymes and there's songs where he's singing. So, you know, yeah, I mean, a lot has changed, in, you know, over 12 years. So, oh, autumn seems to never end. Leaves are always brown. Summer seems to never tend to ever come around. Springtimes are for beings when true love is found. Winters are for finishings. True love stands its ground. Now I hear no happy songs. Birds have all gone south. Bright green pasture drying up and plenty turned to drought. Life is filled with up and downs, the carousels of loves. Good times, bad times, smiles and frowns. Don't give up on me. So, yeah, I mean, it was a pleasant surprise when I heard this. I wasn't expecting him to have like this reggae love ballad that was just simple and sweet and just right on point. I mean, but yeah, he delivered that. He really did. It's really cool. You know, another great track is a track called So a Child May Follow. And that track, you know, the chorus is, hey, young world, the world is yours. You know, don't give up on your dreams. Keep on pushing forward. So Stony Hill is a great record. I mean, I like it. I do. On a scale out of 1 to 10, I give it a 9. Like I said, you know, on this album, he mixes dancehall with grassroots reggae, you know, and he does a superb job of it. Yeah, I was expecting Junior Gone to just, you know, give me all these fly rhymes, and he did, but he gave me some great, you know, vocals of just singing, you know, good grassroots reggae. I mean, I miss that. I don't hear enough grassroots reggae where it's just organic, where it's just soulful singing and crooning, you know, with that calypso vibe. So my favorite tracks on this album are Here We Go, Nail Upon Cross, Medication, Time Travel, Living It Up, Looks Are Deceiving, The Struggle Discontinues, Autumn Leaves, Grown and Sexy, Speak Life, and as I said too, So a Child May Follow. Yeah, so this is yeah, so pick this record up. So Damien Drangon Marley has 4 records. So it's Mr. Marley, Halfway Tree, Welcome to Jam Rock, and then this one, Stony Hill. So it was definitely worth the wait. So I definitely recommend this. So it's a good album. Anything else I wanted to tell you guys about Damien? His mom is Cindy Breakspear. She used to be Miss World, and she's from Jamaica. So that's a nice little tidbit about Damien. And as I said before, too, he's Bob's youngest son, Mr. Junior gone. Damien was 2 years old when Bob died. So that, but I think Mr. Marley, I think he would be very happy of what his son has done. His Bob Marley's kids have made some great music. Ziggy, Kimani, Steven. Yeah. Pick this album up. You'll definitely like it. And once again, folks, you have been listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. We went over Jimi Hendrix, Both Sides of the Sky, The Perceptionist. So it's titled Mr. Lift and Acrobatic Are the Perceptionist with Resolution. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with her final album, Soul of a Woman, a must-have. And yeah, like I said, and Jimi Hendrix, Both Sides of the Sky. Definitely pick that up. So thanks again for listening, people, people of Earth, the universe. It's always good to talk to you guys. And this is Keith, and I will see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.